Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the Shabbat. We thank you, Lord.
We're gonna make it.
Lord. We delight in you, O Lord. Hallelujah. We delight in you, O Lord. Lord, we lift up you, we lift you up. proclaim your resurrection life. And we proclaim that you have triumphed over the enemy. You have triumphed over sin and death. And we celebrate you, O Lord. You, through Yeshua Messiah, you have made a way for us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you sent your Son, that he is the light that enlightens everyone, Lord, and he is the bread that came down from heaven, that he is the Paschal Lamb, Lord, that causes death to pass over. We thank you for what you have done through your Son. And help us to just enter in to fellowship with you right now, Lord, as we remember his death for the sake of lost humanity. Received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Yeshua, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Borei Pari HaGaven. Amen. Thank you.
I was struck while reading Psalm 77 this earlier this week, of just kind of how David was in a kind of despairing state, it would seem, and the way he pulled himself out of it, and the Lord pulled him out of it, was having him meditate on what God had done in the past for him. And I just wanted to read that first part of the psalm, Psalm 77. I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. When I remember God, I moan. When I meditate, my spirit faints. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I consider the days of old, the years long ago. I said, let me remember my song in the night. Let me meditate in my heart. Then my spirit made a diligent search. Will the Lord spurn forever and never again be favorable? Has his steadfast love forever ceased? Are his promises at an end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his compassion? Then I said, I will appeal to this, to the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. You with your arm redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph.
Thank you, Jerusha.
I just want to confirm what Jerusha said, that that's kind of what God's been bringing me to do this week, is to remember, and then last week as well, remember his faithfulness to me in the different struggles of my life and the healing that he's brought me through all of that.
I testify to the same. Thank you.
Yeah, I myself would say the exact same thing. And I wanted to read a passage from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 and 21, for that reason. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing.
Thank you, Lord, that you in fact did make us righteous by the blood of the only sacrifice that could make us clean, Messiah Yeshua. Miriam, you had something you wanted to share? Are you waving? If you have something to share, just unmute yourself, share, and then read.
Yes, I did. No, I was just... testify. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just testifying to what Jerusha read in Psalm 77 that I've been observing since I've been in quarantine. It says, I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They're constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works because I'm totally surrounded by his mighty works. Oh God, your ways are holy. Is there any God as mighty as you? That's what I've been thinking since I've been here, that God is so mighty just by looking at his creation. It's a big reminder for me. I just wanted to share that.
Jesus.